This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 2:47 Central Time. Kate Veitch is a writer whose first novel, Without a Backward Glance, is now available in the U.S. First published in Australia, Without a Backward Glance is the story of a family who have their lives turned upside down on Christmas Eve. A young woman, Rosemary McDonald, leaves her husband and children, telling the children as she heads out the door with a suitcase she's going to get more lights for the Christmas tree. When she abandons her family, Rosemary is an attractive woman of 30. She grew up in England during the Second World War. Now half a world away in Australia, the war in Vietnam is raging. Rosemary, who left Britain and married not yet out of her teens, dreams about what life would be like in the mod and swinging London of 1967. Left behind are her husband, Alex, and their four children, Deborah, Robert, James, and Meredith. Decades pass. Alex McDonald is diagnosed with dementia, and one of the adult children, James, unexpectedly meets someone who knows his mother. A meeting is arranged. Kate Veitch is a journalist. Her bio also states she's a building construction manager, an organizer of author tours in remote areas of Australia, and a mom who never walked out. Kate Veitch joins me by phone this afternoon to talk about Without a Backward Glance. Hi, Kate.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you as well. Well, what do you think of Rosemary? What do you think of Rose? And what did you think of her when you were creating her?
You know, when I created the character of Rosemary, who we meet later as Rose, I only knew of one family where the mother had walked out. And I have been absolutely astounded by how many people have approached me since the book was published, which is nearly 2 years ago in Australia, and here in the US as well, to tell me that this is part of their story too. It is amazing to me how many people have had some experience. They walked out, their mother walked out, even the grandmother as well. For myself, what I was trying to do was to create, in my own family, you see, my mother was terribly unhappy. She was restricted by the mores of the times. She was an intelligent, ambitious woman who should have had a career. But it was simply not possible in the conservative Australia of the time. Her unhappiness was so great that it became chronic depression, which gave me and my siblings the feeling of a woman who was absent, a mother who was absent. So what I created in Rosemary was an answer to my question, what would it be like to have a mother who was physically absent as well?
Yeah, it seems to me that in our minds, in our culture, the story we have is that if a spouse and parent abandons a family, it's most often the father. But you've been hearing about a lot of mothers who have walked out. Is the impact of a mother's leaving different from that of a father's?
You know, I do think it is. And I'll tell you what is very different is people's judgment of it. People have had such strong responses to this book because the very notion, even of a fictional character abandoning a woman, a mother, abandoning her own children, evokes such powerful responses in people. A lot of people want to see her punished. They don't want to see her children finally forgive her. And this, to me, is a remarkable and extraordinary thing. And yet, you know what? In the families where this has taken place, I've actually found a much more measured response. People's lives are not destroyed by it in the way that it's often assumed that they would be.
Yeah. Well, on the one hand, I feel for Rosemary. You know, and if she had stayed, her life would have been so miserable. But on the other hand, it's such a shock for a woman to walk out. Early in the story, we're privy to the thoughts of Rosemary as she contemplates her world as wife and mother. And she doesn't feel as if she's a real mother. She feels, quote, largely irrelevant in her children's lives. And she feels that What really engrosses them is, quote, this never-ending sibling business. Do you come from a large family?
I do come from a family of four. Well, I have three brothers, as there are four children in the book. I have three brothers, and I have to say that none of the characters in Without a Backward Glance are my brothers, although one of my brothers claims to look like James. Who you may remember, he's incredibly handsome and a god to women.
Yes.
He says, oh, at least you got that right.
Oh.
But, I guess that's a large-ish family now. And, yes, we still have, even as adults, very much so, middle-aged adults now, we have intense family connections, as some families do and some don't.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of your listeners will know what it's like to have a truly lifelong connection to siblings, whether of the same gender or the opposite gender.
Yeah, and it's wonderful as we age to experience that relationship and how it changes and yet how it remains the same.
Yes. Well, one thing I did want to do in the book, as I'm sure you're aware, is it's not all happy families and it's not all happy sibling relationships.
No.
I wanted to depict the difficulties of sibling relationships as well as the closeness and the alliances.
Yeah. And what led you to want to explore the issue of dementia?
Oh, well, that is definitely the most autobiographical part of the book. At the time that I wrote it, my father had just gone into a nursing home after five, I will say quite frankly, agonizing years as his dementia went from mild to moderate and then to severe. I needed very much to put that in writing. All of the incidents involving Alex, the father's the beginnings of dementia, happened to me in one way or another, although I distribute all of those incidents among the characters. And I ended the book before his dementia became, even moderate or severe. I kind of have drawn a kindly veil, I guess, in closing it there because, again, I'm sure many of your listeners will know just how difficult a part of life this is to witness and love a family member whose memory is falling away from them day by day.
Mm. There are so many wonderful flesh and blood characters in this novel, Kate. I'm thinking of Olivia, Ollie, and Silver, and the father. I really like him as well.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. It really warms my heart when people respond so powerfully to these characters. I really like them, too.
Yeah. Is there a character in the book that you most enjoyed writing? That's the first question. And then the second, which might have to be our last because we're running out of time, is, was it difficult to close the book on these folks?
I do know what happened to every one of them.
Ah.
But I don't know if I'll ever write about that. I guess in some ways the character who surprised me most was Meredith. The youngest, who I originally saw as being, you know, a bit of a train wreck, an alcoholic and unfocused, and yet she totally surprised me by turning out to have unexpected depths of compassion, a really strong personality, and also unexpected talents as well. She was a real a revelation to me, as people often are in real life.
Yeah, she'd be a good friend, wouldn't she?
She has more loyalty than, than maybe than any of the other characters, except, of course, possibly for dogs.
Oh.
And the dogs are characters, too.
Yeah. Are you at work on another novel?
I am.
When will we see it?
Oh, gee, the sooner the better. And I'm sure my publisher thinks the same too.
Yeah.
I hope to have it finished by the end of this year.
That would be lovely. Kate, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Kate Veitch is a writer whose first novel, Without a Backward Glance, is now available in the United States. It was first published in Australia. It's available in paperback. It's a Plume book, which is a division of Penguin.